Hi, it's Jeff here again, and here's another podcast. And again, the subject is going to be red flags. And, you know, I can go on and on, probably, but I think I would like to cover the main ones at least. Okay, so I'm going to try and go through them. All right, so I think the first one is a single mum, and you know, I think the reason people say single mum, why is there a problem? Well, that means she's already got rid of the man, and for whatever reason, she's now looking for somebody to take care of her and take care of her child. And and I think generally it's well known that this is a red flag, actually, because you know, as a man, you're going to be providing for somebody else's product of their loins, if you like. And there's always a reason why the man has left. I think men are very, on the whole, she will probably tell you that he was a terrible this and a terrible that, but don't necessarily believe that at all. She will always shift the blame. You'd have to do your own investigations as what sort of a guy the husband was, which is going to be an uphill struggle. So for whatever reason, I think most men, I think, try and keep things going. They try very hard to keep things going. For her to sort of walk away from a man who's tried to keep things going, you know, it ain't going to be good for anybody who gets involved with a single mum. She's going to be doting on the child, and you know, you're going to be just picking up the bill, and you'll be like the Ken doll, which you know, I referred to in the last blog, and just to provide, and so that's you know, be very careful. And I would say, on the whole, just do not get involved with single mums. And, you know, it sounds terrible to sort of write somebody off, but this is all about self-preservation, this blog. This is the self-preservation society, this blog, part of the self-preservation society, as in the Italian job. Okay, so I think most girls offer to pay half nowadays. I think that's a fairly basic one. And don't forget the hot crazy matrix. I don't know if you've heard that one. The hot crazy matrix, that's where the there's a sort of scale, a graph between one axis is hot, the other axis is crazy, and there's a sort of a line that goes up at 45 degrees from zero right up across that graph. So the hotter she is, the crazier she is. And that, so, you know, the reason for that, I think, is because she knows she's hot, she knows she can get what she wants. She's likely to have been spoiled. So any time she doesn't get what she wants, she may well lash out and be totally crazy. Okay. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. The next one is, job. How about that? Job. And, you know, education. Let's start with education. Okay, so if the girl has been to uni, college, and she's got some, you know, highfalutin qualifications, she has these expectations that she's going to get a good job. And so then she's going to be in a position of a bit of, you know, power. She'll feel that she's entitled and she can earn XYZ amount of money. And, you know, quite often these women say the old saying, you know, I don't need no man, which is, you know, I don't need no man, because she's already got her own income. And so that, you know, she's not, you know, the other thing is she's maybe a career type, but she might be concentrating on her job. And of course, then she's not going to concentrate on you. She's going to concentrate on her job and, you know, take on the male role, if you like. So she'd be quite masculine as well, taking on this sort of stressful, pressurised type role, and be motivated by money as well, perhaps. So any girl who's got a good job or a good education, you know, you have to say, well, why does she need a man, really? I mean, let's face it, you know. I think, you know, that quite often these days you get the girl sort of not really feeling like she needs a man particularly. And they quite often they become a lesbian, particularly after large numbers of partners. So the educated and career girl ain't for you, buddy. Okay, you want to try and sort of steer clear from that. The weight, I think, is a problem. If she has got a weight problem, it could indicate that she finds it difficult to control herself. And she cannot control what she eats, and maybe she might feel a bit depressive, and she certainly can't control herself enough to be able to control the things she's eating. Okay, so that's a red flag. Now the other one is if she won't have separate bank accounts, that's immediately a red flag. She's going to be wanting to take your money and use your money and not take responsibility properly for herself, her own money. So never ever have a joint bank account. Now, this one, I think you could easily miss. And, you know, when you're dating, you could easily miss this one. If she strikes out at you, if she makes any sort of violent move towards you, you know, strikes you or shouts at you, in those initial dating days, though, you know, that immediately, I would say, is a massive red flag, because it shows a level of disrespect. And if that happens when you're dating, you know, it's going to escalate and not get better. The disrespect will not come back. The disrespect will only get worse. The respect won't come back, I should say. So any type of physical act towards you, any type of hitting, any type of shouting, really pretty much that's it, really. I mean, it ain't going to get better for you. It sounds drastic, I know, and I know the sex might be great. I know she might be pretty. She might be pretty as hell, but the sex might be great and everything. But any act towards you that's disrespectful in the early days is not going to get better, and it's got to be taken very, very seriously, and I would be very serious about that one. I think bright colours, I mean, one of the main ones I listen to and on YouTube is Coach Greg Adams. He really is at the top of his game. And he made a video about the linking between the animal kingdom and the human. In the animal kingdom, bright colours are used as a warning sign of danger. So, you know, you'll find insects and snakes and other animals display these bright colours to warn away any potential predator. And so if you see a girl who has bright colours, you know, that could well easily be a fairly bad red flag. Okay, and black fingernails I've got here as well. Black hair, jewellery, any sort of odd sort of jewellery, you know, of course, piercings, anything like that, multiple piercings, you know, when I see a woman with black fingernails, I think to myself, oh God, or dyed black, very black hair. You know, these sort of women are problematic, I would say, at the very least. And, you know, I think black could well go with her heart. She may well, you know, the blackness of her body can be replicated of her heart. She might have a sort of a black heart as well. You know, I always cringe when I see girls with black on, you know, black, you know, lipstick or something like this. The hair colour, of course, is another one. You know, you see quite often you see girls with a purple hair, pink hair. A lot of lesbians have pink hair, so that's the sort of a girl you're going to get involved with. There we are. I think that's some of them there. Here's another couple I've got written down. A messy car or a messy room or house. That is a red flag because she's messy. Her mind is of the same ilk. If her room is messy, her mind is messy. If her car is messy, she's messy. And, you know, I think some of these girls, they have lots of clothes and shoes in the car because they're not going home and they're going to different properties. So that they're out on the street quite a bit. Anything fake, any fake hair, any fake, you know, eyelashes, any heavy makeup or fake up, as you call it, those are red flags, where she's basically making herself into some imaginary person that's not the real person behind the makeup and all the fake up. And all the fake hair and all these sorts of things. I've even heard one blogger say that soft toys on the bed is a red flag. You know, that if she's older, if she's sort of, you know, a teenager and she's still got soft toys on the bed, well, that could easily be a red flag because she's not really grown up and she's not taking responsibility and she still associates herself with a little girl. And quite often, you know, they will not be taking responsibility or accountability at all. So there we are. There's some more red flags. And I think, you know, I could come up with a lot of others, which I might do another episode. I hope you've listened to my other blogs about the other red pills. And I think, you know, I think as the age goes up, I think the possibilities of having a relationship go down because of all the experiences and the men she's had. I just think it's probably not possible to do. That's my feeling. I think that as age goes up, the chances of having a relationship go down. It's as simple as that, and it's all about, you know, having somebody there for her to, you know, be the protector and the provider. And I don't think there'll be any sort of very affectionate. I mean, a lot of these red flags, I think, will help you to steer clear of these people. And these people, I think, these individuals find it very difficult to show affection or physical and you know, a sort of affection is very, very limited because of all of these things that have happened to her in her life. And so the affection really isn't there. And, you know, you'll get the, as the age goes up, the ability to show affection and love goes down. And you get the analogy of the crazy cat lady where she, you know, goes through so many people and they, you know, they sort of reject her for one reason or another. And so she ends up with cats and she's crazy on her own with cats. So I hope this helped, and I hope you can steer clear of these individuals, and I hope that in listening to this blog it has helped with the self-preservation, which is what it's all about. The self-preservation society is what it's all about for men. So I'm going to sign off, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the next blog. Bye for now.